In Haggai 2, verses 1 through 9, he begins to deal with the discouragement of the people. You know, it's very hard work, and it is very discouraging because they know the grandeur of the first temple. And they have this opposition sometimes from some of the outsiders there. And so the prophet here deals with their discouragement. And he says here to Zerubbabel to not be fearful and to not be discouraged. And in a way, it kind of mirrors the language that we read back in Exodus to Moses, and in Deuteronomy and in Joshua to Joshua, where the Lord says, do not be fearful and to have courage and be strong because I am with you. And this is the same kind of language that he was using to Zerubbabel, the governor here. It was to be strong and to fear not, to not be discouraged because I am with you. And that there is a day when the glory of this house, he says, will be greater than that of the former house. Wow, that's quite a promise. Now, God's provision is then tied to their obedience. And if they'll do what he tells them to do, he will bless them. And this is what he encourages Zerubbabel with. I am with you. And the message here for all of us, for Zerubbabel, that all of us can take away from this, is do not despise the day of small beginnings. Don't think that what you're doing is not important enough or it's not big enough. We are part of a magnificent tapestry throughout all of history that God has been weaving for generations and generations. And it's so important that we play our part today, that we weave our part of the tapestry for today. And if we will, God will provide. He is there with us. If we will not get discouraged and not be fearful and give up, but do our part. And one day we're going to see that we were part of something that is so much bigger than us, that the glory of this temple will be even greater than the glory of the former temple.